You have a book that came out in 2011 called Road, which in 2012 won the Outstanding Western Novel Award from the National Cowboy Museum. And this award has been won by a lot of big names, Larry McMurtry, Cormac McCarthy, Barbara Kingsolver. You must feel very honored.
I was flabbergasted, to tell you the truth. I never really intended to write a Western, but since I fell in love with the Jimmy Driftwood song Tennessee Stud and decided to borrow or really steal that plot for the making of a novel, I was in Western territory.
Well, tell me what inspired you to pick up that song, The Tennessee Stud, and to create a whole novel around it.
It's a very American story, it seemed to me. In 1974, I think it was, my wife and I, Jeffrey Ann Gowdy, went to the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival in Winfield, Kansas, and I heard Doc Watson and his son Merle sing The Tennessee Stud. And I just loved the song from the very beginning. And so I quickly learned it. And I was in a little bluegrass band at that time called the Rock Island Line with my brother and a couple of other musicians. We sang that song for a good long time. And I always loved the story of it. It's a story of courtship and love. It's a story of becoming a fugitive. It's a story that has a kind of showdown in it. And it's a story that ends with marriage and settlement. And what got me to, I think, finally write it down was that I sang this song as a lullaby for years. I always joke that it's a song that's long, it's rhythmic, and it only has one murder. So perfect lullaby. And I really thought a lot about what the words might mean, almost like interpreting a really interesting poem that gives you the bare bones of something, but then it has this resonation to it. And so it took me 4 or 5 years to research and then to write and then to rewrite, as you know,
yes,
over and over again.
For people who haven't read Road, we should explain that Robert Johnson has to leave his home because there's been a fight between the Benson family and his father and himself. His mother died when he was young. And this whole event has triggered him to take off with the Tennessee Stud, his horse, and head westward. And in fact, that's what he wants to do with his life, is to breed horses and raise horses and get married to his beloved Jo, the young girl that is unfortunately the daughter of the Benson. It's almost like a Romeo and Juliet twist in there. So it's a fun read. I think that most people who would start it would have trouble putting it down.
I tried very consciously in the writing of this book to make it as much like the song or ballad as possible. In other words, to not have long digressions, but to keep it short. It's a deliberately length book, you know, so that someone can feel like they can start it and finish it pretty quickly, because I wanted that feel like you have with the song. And the other side of that is that when you do have digressions, they are often about Robert's past and about his mother, who became a very important character in the book.
In her absence.
Yeah. And of course, he misses his mother's loquaciousness and her gentle spirit. And she becomes a big important part of the novel.
There's a very short passage that I thought I would get you to read, and it involves Jo. Robert's back with her, but it's sort of about storytelling.
Sure. They ate, then lay themselves next to each other in the grass, holding hands. From the beginning, Jo insisted, you, then me, taking turns until we've caught up. Tell everything. Robert laughed. She wanted everything in the same way his mother told everything. His father might come in from watering and feeding the pigs and horses, milking and then turning loose the cow, oiling the wagon wheels for the expected trip to town, throwing down hay for when they returned, and when asked what he'd done, he'd say, chores. His mother might come in from weeding the garden, and all of dinner might be a recollection of the pumpkins her family had watered daily one year when she was 8, and how one grew larger than she was, and 2 men could barely lift it to the wagon to take it to town and show what a pumpkin could be, and they'd made soup from it, pounded it dry for stews, sold the seeds they didn't eat, And then she'd start in on her potatoes and the one she'd dug up when she was 12, and it looked so much like a human foot she thought someone had been murdered and chopped to pieces and buried part by part. And she was the first to learn of the crime.